Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, have you ever felt that you are the only one that is experiencing loss of motivation and troubled times? We are not alone. Join me, Debbie Martin Garcia, and special guests for uplifting testimonies and motivational talks right here on the Pure Inspiration Talk Show.
Hi guys, it's me, Debbie Martin Garcia, once again here on a Tuesday to do my podcast. And wow, today has been exceptionally busy, but nevertheless, it's absolutely been a blessing. I almost had to postpone today because I was out filming all today on a project, and literally just got back in and have had to hit the ground running. I didn't want to disappoint anyone because today's show is going to be an absolutely awesome one. And I'm here and I'm doing it on my phone because all kind of electrical problems went wrong. And you can imagine when you're trying to push to do something that's positive, sometimes all of the negative things come about. But I didn't want to disappoint, as I said. So I'm here making sure that I do it. So I hope that I'm coming across loud and clear. I hope that you guys can actually hear me out there. I'm still in the process of getting the screen up and the chat room up and everything like that. But I guarantee you that I will have an absolutely inspiring word for you. So I don't know if you guys checked out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram about what the topic was about today. Today's topic is victim or victor. You decide whether you're a victim or whether you are a victor, whether you have been the reciprocator of so many negative things that have come your way and you now feel as though everyone is against me, the world is against me, life itself is against me, I am a victim. Or you can look at yourself in a different light and say, despite everything that has been thrown at me, despite all of the negative things that has happened in my life, I still consider myself to be victorious. So it's down to you to decide. And I had to make a decision a long time ago to become victorious, to consider myself to be a victor. Even though sometimes my situation hadn't changed and circumstances hadn't changed, I had to make up in my mind that I am going to get the victory over this situation. And so hence, that's what I endeavoured to do. So I'm going to put a few things to you. And like I said, you will be able to say whether you are a victim or a victor. Like I say to people, I love you guys to be interactive with me, and I'm going to give you the details very shortly on how you can join me to have this discussion. But I would like you guys to join me and have this discussion because, like I say, it's not always about me and my opinions and my views. My life has been totally different, I guess, from yours, and I've gathered a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom and experiences, and I share from my experiences, so I don't think I know it all. So it's good when I can get feedback from you guys so that I can have that conversation and we can, you know, discuss our opinions. And you know, I like it when people be play a bit of devil's advocate and say no, I see it like this. I'm perfectly fine with that. So yeah, you can join me on the show today. And as I said, I'm going to bring up the details so that you can join me. If you could just wait one moment, if you can join me via the chat room, or you can join me on Facebook or Twitter even. I'll give you my Twitter. And yeah, we can just kind of get this show on the road. So if you want to call in, and for some of you who know who's listened to the show, you know that it's an international number. The website is based in the States, so when you're calling, you'll be calling an international number. That's for those in the UK, so you will be charged for the telephone call. If you're calling from America or you've got free calling to international calls, you're totally fine. So the number to call in on, my screen just gone blank, is 516-669-941. I'll say that again. 516-669-941. You can join me with a live call. Or what you can do is hit me up on Facebook at Pure Inspiration, at Twitter at Pure Inspire. And if you want to hit me up on my personal Instagram, you can DM me, and that's Debbie_MG. Debbie_MG, and you can follow me also on there, which would be really cool. So yeah, victim or victor, you guys decide. So I would say that a victor, I'm going to give you some instances, and this will help you to determine which side of the fence you are on. You guys, you don't know how happy I am to be able to bring this to you, because, like I said, filming all day, driving back all the way from Guildford has not been funny. So I'm so glad that I'm still able to bring this to you. So somebody who is a victor, they take responsibility for the things that go wrong. So if you are a victor, you will take responsibility for things that you think, for things when they go wrong, whether that's something that you've done or a situation that has occurred, you would take responsibility for that. Somebody who is a victim, they look at other people and other things to blame. They never take the onus on themselves. They never consider what they've done to be wrong. It's always about something or someone else. Life has just been unfair, and woe is me. So that's an example of a victor and a victim. Another one, victors see challenges and opportunities to overcome their situation. So they see any challenges, any opportunities as an opportunity to overcome those situations, those challenges. That's a victor. A victim now sees that as the world is against them, the universe is against them, that the reason why things are not going great is because, or the challenges in life is evidence that life is just against them, that nothing will go right. So victim or victor, can you see the pattern? The pattern is that somebody who is a victor, they typically are optimists. People who are victim are typically pessimists. So when you look at it, it's the reverse. It's the flip side of the coin. Positive and negative. Positive and negative. People who are victims, they always blame other people, other situations, other circumstances. And I've said it before on this show and also on my radio show, that until you take responsibility for yourself and for situations that you've occurred, then you will forever blame other people. It's always about a situation. I couldn't do that because of that person. I couldn't achieve this because this wasn't working in my favor. It's always about something or someone else. And I've just been encouraging people just to take responsibility for the very things that they have brought into action, and just take responsibility for, you know, yourself, the things that you have allowed to happen. And there's no great time to do it. And I know that it can be challenging for some people if you've always lived in that pessimistic realm of woe is me, life is unfair, blah, de blah, de blah. I know it can be really difficult to change that, but it is something that can be changed. And I want you to look at it, look at life, and look at situations and challenges that happen in your life as a thing that can empower you, that can strengthen you, that can take you to a positive place in your life. You know, I've experienced so many negative things, and I was sharing with the director of the production that I was in today. I was sharing with her that so many negative things have happened, and I've heard them say, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade with it. And that's exactly what I've tried to do with my life, is use a most bitter situation and see how I can work it for my good. So another example, say a victor has, say they're, let me put it this way. A victor understands that in life that there are self-fulfilling prophecies. So victors, they will see that you can speak negative things into your life, but if you speak positive things into your life, they can see it coming to fruition. They believe and they understand that life is about self-fulfilling prophecies, speaking things and allowing it to some people will say God to deal with it, or the universe, but they speak those self-fulfilling prophecies out there. And a victim, they don't do that. They do the complete opposite, allow situation in life just to come their way, and whatever comes their way, that's it. They don't speak nothing, because it's just like, if I speak it, it's just not going to happen. It's just going to be something that's negative that's going to happen. And that's how people who are victims typically think. There's no point in me doing this, because if I do it, it's just not going to work out in my favor. But with most things, it's a belief. It's a belief system. It started from somewhere. It's rooted somewhere. And some people believe that belief systems cannot be changed, but they can. They can be challenged, they can be changed, and you can look at things from a completely different perspective. So are you a victor or are you a victim? I would like to hear whether you believe that you are, because I know for a fact that a lot of us, we go through life believing a lot of negative things and think that this is just our lot, this is just what it's about, and we can never think anything other than what we have been conditioned to think about ourselves and about life and about other people. It's just things that happen to us in life that causes us to think like that, but we don't have to remain in that way of thinking. So are you a victim or are you a victor? I'm gonna share with you something that I was sharing with. I've shared it with quite a few people actually, but I was sharing it recently about my life and the turns, the twists and the turns that it's taken. And I'll be totally honest with you, I did feel like a victim, even though my situation, like when you go to a domestic violence group, because I was experiencing domestic violence, when you go to a domestic violence group, you are definitely treated like you are a victim, and their endeavours are to help you as a victim to get help and to get support. But if you're not careful, the very things that they are sharing with you and talking to you about can put you in that mode of woe is me, and my life is like this because of somebody else. But the moment you realise, okay, I am a victim of domestic violence, or I am a victim of sexual abuse, or I am a victim of psychological abuse, what you will do is acknowledge that, but the main thing to realize is that you must not stay at that point. You must not allow that situation to dictate to you whether you can move forward. Because the moment you allow that situation to dictate to you, in the sense of I am a victim of circumstances, which you very well may be, like I was, you stay in that place. You don't move. You forever look at what has happened. You forever go over the situation in your mind over and over again, and you cannot see a positive way out. I was in that place. I was in such a dark place that I found it really difficult. Victors look ahead with optimism and hope. Victims see the future as dark and as a dark and scary place. And that's what I saw. I just saw the future as nothing positive. But then as I started to understand my situation and realize where I was, I started to say, how am I going to get out of this? How am I going to feel positive within a negative situation? And it was at that point that I started to do a lot of soul searching. And as well as soul searching, I started to think, where did this pessimistic, negative, worrying attitude come from? Because we're not born with that. We're not born with being a pessimist. We're not born with believing that we're victims. Situations and circumstances happen that causes us to have this as a belief. And it won't be just one thing that happens. It will be a series of things that will compound it and compound it and compound it. So it's important to identify and know where these belief systems have been cultivated, how they've been rooted. Because some of those seeds, and I was sharing it with someone just last week, is that seeds are planted and over time they get watered, and those roots can go very deep and they can go very wide, and it can be, you know, like a great oak tree in your life, and it takes a good while to chop it down. And I don't know if you've ever had a big tree in your garden, but even when they've chopped down the tree, the tree is still growing. It's still, unless you dig that out or unless you kill the roots, it's growing. And sometimes we might not see the fruit of something straight away, but after you chop down a tree, it's still there. It's still growing if you haven't killed it in the roots. And you can't see anything and you think, oh, okay, well, it's dead. But in actuality, it's taking time to rejuvenate and to spring back up. And you might see a little bud on the side. And that's something that is like so deep rooted within us that we have to go back to where that seed, where it was planted. And we have to uproot that and we have to throw it out. My belief of being a victim and having this pessimistic and negative attitude was rooted way back from when in childhood. And I had to go back into my childhood and acknowledge a few stuff and deal with a few stuff that had been suppressed, and then root out all of those negative beliefs. All those negative beliefs, I had to root them out. So I'm talking to you guys about whether you are a victor or whether you are a victim. A victor plans, they plan for the future with hope and with great optimism. Victims worry about it. That's all they do. They worry, oh, well, what is going to happen next week? I'm not going to be able to do this. The week afterwards, I might not be able to do that, because they focus around the negative things. You don't need to be trapped in a mindset of I cannot, I will not, and life is not working for me. You can always overcome this by changing your beliefs first and foremost, following back where those seeds were planted, rooting them out and replacing them with positives. So I've shared with you guys once again when I was dealing with positive thinking that when you have a negative thought, you counteract that with a positive. You constantly counteract it with a positive. So if you're thinking, look at that person, look at that situation, it's because of them why I haven't progressed. Turn it around and say, the reason why I haven't progressed is because of myself. That person has not got nothing to do with it. It's because of me. I must look for a reason or a way out of this situation by myself. It's got nothing to do with that person, that individual. Because when I was going through domestic violence, I stayed in it for quite some time. And the longer I stayed in it, was the worse it actually got for me psychologically. Because then I now believed that this situation, this person was holding me back. I couldn't move forward. I couldn't do the things that I wanted to do. I was in this situation because of him and nothing is going to change. I really could not see light at the end of the tunnel. But I want you to be encouraged. You don't need to be in that place forever. I wasn't in that place forever. I managed to move on from that place and now in a much, much better place where I can speak to you guys from experience and encourage you and empower you that you do not need to stay there, that you can overcome these situations. Because I've had quite a few technical problems, I haven't been able to get on to the chat room. So I'm not able to actually bring that up. But I don't mind you guys leaving comments on my Facebook page, which is Pure Inspiration, or Twitter at Pure Inspire. That's Twitter at Pure Inspire. Personal Instagram, you can follow me on there, Debbie_MG. You can DM me with a message. I don't mind you guys sending messages later on for me to address it, for me to speak to you guys. I don't have no problem with that. Just today, like I said, it's been a crazy day and just been rushing, but I didn't want to disappoint. So I'm here and I'm speaking to you, but unfortunately I haven't managed to get everything up on the screen. So if you do want to hear more about what I'm speaking about, I'll throw this in right now before I forget, because time does go fast on this. It's only like a snippet. I will be on my radio show, One Harmony, www.oneharmony.com, every Thursday, 7 till 9. That's www.oneharmony.com. No, One Harmony Radio, www.oneharmonyradio.com. And I'm there every Thursday. You can get on TuneIn. So you just go on to www.tunein.com and look for One Harmony Radio. And I'm there every Thursday, 7 till 9. And my show is the real deal show because I have people coming on that are just totally fantastic, phenomenal, and they speak about real life issues, their struggles, their hopes, their successes, their failures, their everything. They come on there and they share that with you. And I also, again, will be giving you more on this topic to do with victors and victims. I'll be sharing that with you a bit more in depth. I haven't been able to share everything with you today simply because of time. This is just a snippet and I hope that you guys appreciate it. So have you worked out by what I've said whether you are a victor or a victim? I'm hoping that if you have discovered that you are a victim, that your endeavours will be to change that to victor. And if you found out that you are a victor, just keep doing what you're doing. Just pat yourself on the back and keep it moving. And for those who want to be victors and no longer victims, I can always do mentoring and coaching and even counseling with yourselves. And you can hit me up on my email by sending me a message for more inquiries regarding that. And that's pureinspiration2014@gmail.com. And it's on my outro as this session finishes. You'll hear my outro and you'll hear the email address. That's pureinspiration2014@gmail.com. And, you know, we can knock out some stuff. We can get you from victim to victor. you know, and I would look forward to helping anybody who is struggling with the mentality. I really would love to encourage you and empower you and help you on your journey to being a victor. Because it's important that we are able to identify where we are at in life. And if there's things that you are desiring to do, and if there's goals that you have set, having a victim mentality will stop you. It will stop you from achieving the things that you want to achieve and accomplish in your life. So having a coach, having a mentor, and even having a counselor, if there's some deep-rooted issues, will help you to go from that mentality of being a victim. It can be challenging, but who knows? Challenges are out there in every single day life. Kids have to, go through challenges. And if we're here and we're adults, we're not going to be able to scoot around it. We're going to have to go through some stuff, and we're going to have to challenge ourselves, and life is going to throw challenges at us, and we're going to have to deal with it. So this week, Thursday, on the Real Deal Show, I'll go back to that quickly, I've got Ava Brown. She is an amazing speaker. She's an author as well, and she's just doing some great stuff. And it will be great if you join me and her. She will be with me between the hours of 7, co-hosting the rest of the show with me between 8 and 9. So it would be great if you could join us on this coming Thursday, the 4th of June. And guys, this year is just going so quickly. But yeah, that's on the 4th of June between 7 and 9 p.m. And also you can hear the rest of this segment, where I'll be dealing with victors and victims, or victim and victors, whichever way you want to put it. So, yeah, I hope that this has been encouraging for somebody out there that is listening. And maybe this is the first time that you're listening to it. Maybe a friend or a family has given you the download and you're listening to it. I just want to encourage you that you can go from victim to victor. There are steps that you can take, positive steps. And having a mentor, having a coach is so imperative if you are finding it challenging to move from victim to victor. But if you want to hit me up, feel free to hit me up and we can have a discussion and we can deal with your situation and make you victorious, even in the light of negative situations, make you look at that in such a positive and victorious way that your mind will be totally blown. You'll be like, I cannot believe that this is me. So yeah, feel free to drop me an email at pureinspiration2014 at gmail.com, pureinspiration2014 at gmail.com. And guys, it's been great once again. I appreciate you guys for joining me. And I am so glad I managed to do this show. You just don't know how glad I am. I love encouraging and inspiring you guys out there. And I just want to say, just continue doing what you're doing and constantly reach out. See where you can get the help and get the support. Constantly reach out, because there are people out there that will encourage you, that will inspire you, and that will keep you on the right path. So thank you once again for tuning in, and I am going to look forward to sharing with you next week. Thanks again, and bye for now. Thank you for listening to Pure Inspiration Talk Show. If you have any comments or suggestions for future topics, or maybe you would just like to be on the show, why not drop me a line at pureinspiration2014 at gmail.com. I look forward to being with you next time on the show. Until then, bye for now.